The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and he said to him, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' And he said in reply, 'I will not go.' But afterwards he changed his mind and he went. The man came to the other son and gave him the same order. And he replied, 'Yes, sir, I will go,' but he did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" And they answered, "The first." And Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him. But when tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him, yet even when you saw that, you still did not change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. And now our good parishioner Chris will introduce our guests, our parishioners from Haiti.
Good morning. My name is Chris Connolly, representing our Holy Family Mission Haiti team. And I'm here to welcome our friends, Father Tom and Doug Campbell from Hands Together, who've traveled a great distance to join us this morning. And thanks to the leadership of Carl Holtz-Snyder and to Monsignor Connolly, we've been supporting Hands Together for nearly 16 years. Just absolutely amazing from a Holy Family standpoint. And we so appreciate the great work that Doug and Father Tom do on an ongoing basis. What we'll do here before we introduce Doug and Tom is we're going to share with you a video just chronicling the partnership between Hands Together and Holy Family. amazing partnership. Please join me in providing a warm virtual Holy Family welcome to Father Tom Hagen and Doug Campbell.
What a great joy it is to be here. I wasn't sure if we were able to come up from Haiti, but we were able to make it, came up on Friday from Haiti, and here we are now. And I just hugged someone, Monsignor Connolly, who hugged St. Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa. And you knew her. And Mother Teresa used to say, don't give in to that temptation that you're not doing something significant about this world of ours. Don't feel overwhelmed by all that you see and hear. Simply make a resolution that the next person that comes into your space will walk away a little better and a little happier. 14, 15 years ago, Clem Connolly, Monsignor Connolly, and Carl came into my space. And I walked away a little better and a little happier. Because what he brought to us was a message. Father Tom, Doug, your people are loved by the people in my parish. What he brought to us that day was the message that was in today's gospel, that our Lord Jesus loves us not for what we do, but simply for who we are. And that's the message we have to believe with our whole hearts and our whole soul. I came back here to Holy Family Parish. And when I leave in a few hours, I indeed will walk away a little better and a little happier. Because there's something special about this wonderful parish. And what is special about it is that our Lord Jesus indeed is present here. And when we leave here, we have to find other Holy Family parishes, Holy Family churches. And what our Lord Jesus wants us to do is to find that Holy Family church deep within our own heart, where we can go to many times a day and say, Lord God, thank you for your infinite love. Thank you for loving all these people. All of them struggle so much. Thank you for letting them know that they have value and worth. We Catholics have a mission, and our mission is to let the world know that you're not judged by what you do, but simply for who you are, and that every human being is infinitely loved by God. This is the message I always find loud and clear here in Holy Family. So, my good people, and your wonderful parish, thank you for all you have done for us over the years. As I just said, thank you more than anything else. Thank you for letting people who live in one of the poorest and most dangerous parts of the world, thank you for letting them know that they have worth and value. Monsignor Connolly, thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you and God love you. By the way, you look younger than ever. You look better now than ever remember. I hope your golf game is doing okay. But he's a great man, and he's taught us a great deal. So God love you, and thank everyone else here in the parish. Douglas, maybe you want to say a few words. I'm sorry.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I think the film there said a lot. I don't have to repeat much of that. I find myself touched by the gospel this morning. I find myself touched by the challenge that we have to go out into that vineyard again and we have to work in that vineyard. And I don't want to work in the vineyard, honestly, a lot of days. I find it to be scary and I find it to be harsh and full of violence, the vineyard that we're working in. And before I was coming out here, I was telling the earlier masses that my daughter has this little saying sticker on one of her notebooks, and she's working in New York City now for the police department there, and the notebook says, you've probably heard this before, that God helps those who help themselves. And it just never sit right with me. It just didn't seem right. And I think of the times when I couldn't help myself. What happens to me then? Does God not help me? Am I stuck? Am I doomed? And then you read the gospel and you hear it today, and it's talking about we have to believe. It doesn't really have as much to do with God helping myself, but I think I rewrite the saying and I'd say that God helps those who trust in God. God helps those who trust in God. Blessed are those who believed, the tax collectors and the prostitutes who believe. What we're doing in Haiti is a work that cannot be rationalized. We just have to believe, and we have to trust in God that we'll make this work. And that's the partnership that we've shared here with Holy Family. We didn't do everything, and we didn't help ourselves, but the hand of Holy Family came out, and they believed in us, and we believed in and we believed in you, and because of it, things changed. And we can do this together and continue to do it. The love of God seeks us out in every situation that we're in. And Jesus is telling us this, that, and it seeks the good in us. We are all members of one another in this, and we're all missionaries. Whatever gifts and graces and talents that were given to you and to me are not meant for me or for us. They're meant for everybody else. We don't exist for ourselves. We are called to believe in our Lord, and He will show us what we need to do if we just believe in Him. So I ask you this weekend to believe in our Lord, and then we'll be able to go out into that vineyard, and we'll know that whatever happens, God will help us take care of it. So we need your help again this weekend. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Father Tom. You saw from the video, these are really hard, unprecedented times in Haiti. For those of you in a position to give, our Mission Haiti team would greatly appreciate your financial support. Here's the challenge. Mission Haiti sent to you in the mailbox this week a donation form. The problem is several politicians also sent you some of their postcards this week. So we need you to find the Mission Haiti envelope in your mail from this week. It's mixed in with all those political postcards, and make a donation in the coming days ahead. I know many of you are watching from around the country. If you'd like to donate directly to the Hands Together website, it's hands with an S, handstogether.org. On behalf of Doug and Father Tom and our Mission Haiti team, thank you for all you do to help support the people of Haiti. God bless.
The vision and the outreach to Haiti is more due to Carl Holschneider than to me. Carl Holschneider is the one who had the vision in the first place, who enlivened the vision in this community, and who sustained it. So our recognition must go to Carl Holschneider for the beginning and the sustenance and the enduring presence of Haiti in the community of Holy Family. It's carried, the whole mission is carried by excellent leadership like Mary Nally and Chris Connolly and many others who belong to our Haiti committee. Haiti and the people of Haiti have blessed Holy Family many, many times more than Holy Family has benefited Haiti. Whatever gifts we have given to Haiti have come back to us tenfold. So keep that in mind. Whatever you give as a gift to Haiti, somehow in God's providence, will come back to you tenfold. You want to keep that in mind. It's hugely convincing to look at the community of Holy Family and see how Haiti has blessed us. So thank you, Doug, and thank you, Tom, for coming, and to Chris for being